Hey everyone, this is Joseph Bosco, pastor of Highway Church. Thanks for joining us on our podcast. You know, all of us need the right kind of voices in our lives. Voices that inspire us to know the one who made us. Voices that awaken our divine destiny and reveal to us the goodness of God. Well, that's what this ministry is all about. So enjoy the message.
Welcome you guys. We're so glad you're here. We have some fresh, hot Jesus for you that will, we believe, will help you see things that maybe you haven't seen before, or see things that you have seen before more clearly and more strongly. Holy Spirit, we're here. We're gathered together through the internet, Lord, in many different places, in this country and abroad. And we've gathered this morning to experience Christ. And we open our hearts to you, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. You are our safe place. We don't have to come before you with being afraid or with trepidation or condemnation. We can run to you without a care. So we remind ourselves of your presence in our midst, for we are gathered in your name. Mm-hmm. We remind ourselves of your Spirit moving in our lives, in our hearts, in our souls, in our bodies right now. You came that we would have life overflowing, more and better life than we've asked for or imagined or dreamed of. We thank you for ministering to us, Holy Spirit, right here, right now, during this service. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
We started a series last week, Highway Family, and we called it Life is a Highway. Like that. And we're talking about Jesus. We're talking about Highway Church and how we got started. If you didn't get a chance to listen to last week's message, go back and check it out. Just full of wonderful things and foundational things that the Lord did in us and that he did to begin this ministry. So go back and check that out. Listen to that.
July 23rd.
We believe you will be blessed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, last Sunday. Mm-hmm. We're going to continue in this series because the Lord is taking us forward. He has a destination
always
for each of us.
Always.
And boy, it's so important to let his plan and his destination become your vision. Because there are a lot of things making bids for our attention and for our vision. And boy, you can accept any one of them, and many of them are very attractive and seemingly good things, but there's a divine vision for your life because you were created by the divine one, and you were reborn by the power of his divine spirit. That makes you a divine one. That makes you a brother of Christ, a sister of Christ, a son and daughter of God, and he has a divine vision for your life. What do you see? What do you see for your tomorrows? What do you see for your today? It's in the morning in this part of the hemisphere. It's morning time. What do you see for the future moments of your life? All of us are going somewhere. Mm-hmm. All of us are going somewhere. But you know where we're going is determined by what? What we believe. Your beliefs determine your destination. That could be good or bad depending on what you believe, right?
Yeah.
So I'm not talking about Christians. I'm talking about human beings, people.
The way we're made.
We were made by God in his image to believe him. And just to believe, generally speaking. So what I believe about him, or what I don't believe about him, or what I believe about myself, about my past, my present, my future, my gifts, what I'm currently facing, what I believe about those things is going to cause me to move in a direction. Mm-hmm. Jesus is the highway that you want to travel on in life. Last week we said a highway is a road that's built to enable you to go from where you are to where you want to be. Well, in life, Jesus is that highway. He will move you forward in the Father's divine plan for your life. Not what others say you should do. Not what society or culture tells you you should do. But what the Father made you for. This is where you want to live. Walking on that divine road, walking with Jesus Christ in relationship with Him and letting the Spirit of God guide and direct you in your daily life. We said two things about a highway. We said it's a road built that will take you from where you are to where you want to be. And then we also said that a highway is not only a road to take you to your destination, but it's a road that enables the resources you need, the provision you need, the connections and relationships you need to get to you. And Jesus is that highway.
That's right.
He is coordinating all of these things in our lives.
You know, we would have no access to the Father. We'd have no access to heaven except for Jesus. That's what he said. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So all the things that we need in life, whether we start from the very beginning, I need access to God. I need forgiveness. I need salvation. I need access to the divine nature of God. I need access to that. And it comes because Jesus made the way for us on the cross.
We are permanent residents in the presence of God.
That's right.
We have been transplanted out of darkness into the presence of God.
Yeah.
You don't have to try and somehow figure out how to access it if you're in Christ. The moment you put your faith in the resurrection of Jesus Christ for your behalf and you open your mouth and say, Jesus, be Lord of my life, from that moment you are transplanted out of darkness and you are brought into the light of the kingdom of God, and God's presence now abides in you. And we are I'd say more than ever in my life, I'm impressed to cultivate my awareness of the presence of God in my daily life. I'm not talking about being in a building or a church service. I'm talking about living life conscious of His presence inside of you. One of the things, maybe 15, 20 years ago, I began to put together a conglomeration of translations of Colossians 2:10. And it formed a declaration in my life, and it's this: we have been brought to fullness and made complete. I am in Him, made full, having come to fullness of life, past tense, having come to fullness of life, and filled with the fullness of God. Colossians 2:9 and 10.
That's good.
I live in a state of fullness. Completely filled full, wholly filled and flooded with God Himself. Christ's fullness overflows within me. That's Colossians 2, 9, and 10. It's several translations, Amplified, Message, Passion. I forget all that. I have to look on my notes to remember all the translations. But that's what we do. We learn who we are in the Word of God, and then we put our trust in Him, we believe it, and we begin to speak it into our lives, and it starts to show up and manifest and become a reality.
Right, because it is a reality. It is the reality for a born-again believer, that we are translated. It is the reality, and I think the awareness is when we start to see it. You know the old example, you buy a car, you think it's the coolest, most unique car, and then after you get it, you see them everywhere, right? You never saw the car before. It's the same principle. It is our reality as a born-again believer that we have access to God, that all these things are available through Christ, that the wall that separated us had been broken down, as the scripture says, and the veil was torn, and here we are, having this access Oh, so good, so good, so good, so good. Glory, it is our reality.
On this highway is filled with the presence of God.
Yes.
We are living filled with the presence of God. We have not a thing to be concerned about.
No.
We have no regrets. We take no offense. We're filled with the presence of God.
So good.
He's leading and guiding us. Our trust is in Him. You know, it's so good. In my lifetime, the technology of automobiles obviously began to change a lot, and they began to implement in automobiles a tire pressure system.
Yeah.
That's on your dashboard. You may not realize that wasn't always there. I remember back when I was a kid, my grandpa would say, Joe Way, that's what he used to call me. Before you get in the car, make sure you walk around the car and check all your tires.
That's so funny.
That was our tire pressure system right there. So he'd walk around his car before he got every time, make sure that all the tires were inflated. Well, why am I bringing that up? Because we are filled with the presence of God. But we're living in enemy territory. And what the tire pressure system tells you is when you're losing pressure. Mm-hmm. When your tires need to be filled with air in order for you to get where you're going. We need to be filled with the presence of God where we're going to get where we're going.
That's good.
Now, so if the manufacturer determines how much pressure your tire needs, and it's different on different vehicles. The current vehicle we have is 35 pounds of
PSI.
Pressure, PSI.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So if that drop below that, I get an indicator below that. I get an indicator on my dashboard, and it's telling me you're at 34, you're at 33, you're at 32, you're at 29.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, you can feel it. So if you're going, if you're feeling like you're, so when you ever driven with a low tire or a flat tire,
you gotta go slow.
You gotta slow way down, and you know you're feeling the road, you're feeling the bumps, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes on this highway, as God is so good,
yes, he is.
But if we allow the cares of this life, if we allow what we've been through in the past, if we allow what people say. If we allow our circumstances to dictate to us what we believe, we start losing air.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Our tires begin to deflate. And all of a sudden, we're feeling the potholes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so I said, I wonder what causes a flat tire.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to read something. I thought this was kind of cool. It's just from an automotive website. But the first cause of flat tires, you know what they listed? It says, the worse the condition of the road, the greater your risk of getting a flat tire.
Okay.
We're living in enemy territory.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What condition is this world in? It's a wreck.
Mm.
It's a wreck. I'm just being real with you. Okay? So we need to be filled with the Spirit of God. So the worse the condition of the road, the greater your risk of getting a flat tire. Uneven paving, potholes, and debris are enemies to your tires.
Mm-hmm.
When we first moved, we moved to the last home we were in 2008.
Yes.
And the road that we were on was full of potholes.
Nearly
out in
a
the
dirt
country.
Road.
It was pretty much a dirt road.
Nearly a dirt road.
Dead end street, really nice out in the country.
Yes.
But it was a rough road to drive on.
We went slow.
And after we got there, not long, they actually paved it, which was good. Yeah. So this is really true of us. So sometimes these things cause immediate problems or they start a slow leak. You might hit a pothole and not have an issue right away. But the next day, several times over my lifetime, you know, all of a sudden, I my air was leaking. So what's the problem? I just filled up a week ago. And you know what I found? There was a snail in my tire.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You little rascal. Who put that nail in my tire, right? Mm-hmm. And so what I have to do? Well, I had to get that nail out of there. And I had to repair that the hole that it made. And offenses like that.
Come on.
When we take offense, it wants to puncture our environment. And if I take offense, if I get offended at someone, I begin to leak. the confidence I need. We need to be filled with confidence in this world. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about unshakable confidence in God's love for us. Unshakable confidence that He will accomplish the things that concern me, mm-hmm. that He is my provider, that He is my healer, that He is my wisdom, that He is my righteousness, that He is my justification, that He is my vindicator. We need to be totally filled with confidence every day. And we're in this world is full of uneven terrain, potholes, unpaved roads. What am I saying? Challenges that the enemy will try to put a leak in your confidence. So that your confidence will begin to waver and you'll begin to lose air pressure and you'll start being affected by the circumstances around you. And man, I love it when my tire pressure is right on. I get on the highway. It's like, see you later.
Yeah, and you
feel like you're gliding down the road.
And you get better gas mileage.
You better gas mileage.
More efficient.
Absolutely. Right? You become more efficient. It's comfortable travel. That's what the Father has purposed for us, and that comes through confidence in His love for us. We must be filled with confidence in the love the Father has for us. Oh, I love it. It's so good. How does that come? Here we go. Are you ready? We want you to be filled with confidence. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4. We're going to go to verse 18. We'll start there. Oh, this is so good. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my saying. So our attention is really important. And you are the only one who could determine who gets your attention or what gets your attention.
Yeah.
No matter how much the world demands your attention, you keep your attention and you give it to the Father.
That's good.
Don't let anyone take your attention from you. Cult your attention may be the most important asset you have. What you give your attention to. Don't let anyone infringe upon the asset of your attention. God gave you the ability to pay attention to whatever you want to pay attention
to. That's good.
He said, pay attention, give your attention to what I have said. Incline your ears. So our attention involves our eyesight and our ears, right? Do not let what I've said depart from your attention. Keep it in the midst of your attention, in the midst of your heart. For what I have said, all of my promises will produce life in you, will fill you with confidence, enable you to arrive at your destination smoothly. For they are life to those who find them and health to all their whole body, God's promises, what He said to us, keep them in, pay attention, give yourself to them, hear them, see them. Those who discover these words, the message says, really live. Those who give their attention to the promises of God, to the person of Christ, really live, body and soul, they're bursting with health. Woo, I like that. I like that. The New Living Translation says, verse 22, for they bring life to those who find them and healing to their whole body. I think back through the years, what I had to do to enjoy the healing that God provided for me, I had to take my attention off what man said, off the way I was feeling. I had to get in the presence of God and give Him my full attention to what He has already done for me, what He's already said is mine through His Son. New Century Version says it this way, they are life, they are the key to life for those who find them. They bring health to the whole body. You know, you can't ride a vehicle, even today, without some type of a key. It could be one of those, I call it, they're not fobs, I don't know what you call them, but those, you know, just have to have it on your person or in the vehicle, and you push the button and the vehicle starts. But if you've ever walked out of the car with that, it'll beep at you. Or sometimes you can keep driving the car without it there. Once you stop, you can't start it again. God's words are the key that enable you to drive and to move forward and arrive at your destination with tires full of confidence. Leaks repaired. Integrity strong. For they are the key to life for those who find them. They bring health to the whole body. The Passion Translation, starting in verse 21, says it this way. Fill your thoughts. I'm thinking of a flat tire just going, filling up with air. You ever watch that? I like that. I like to see that. That's satisfying, right? You pull into a gas station, your rims are hitting the ground, and boom, you pop that hose on there, and all of a sudden the whole vehicle raises up. God wants to lift you up. How do you go from being depressed to full of joy? By confidence, giving your attention in what he said, by putting your confidence in the promises of God, in the finished work of Christ, by what the Lord has done for you through his Son. That was the Passion Translation. Let me keep reading. Fill your thoughts with my words until they penetrate deep into your spirit. Then as you unwrap my words, they will impart true life and radiant health into the very core of your being.
Amen.
I love that. So stay on, stay with it. Meditate in the promises of God. Meditate in the promises of God. The Lord is my personal shepherd. That means I personally shall not lack. Mm-hmm. What I just do, I took a promise of God, Psalm 23:1, and I made it personal. The Lord is my personal shepherd. He's caring for me. He's ensuring that I'm safe. He's leading me into places of plenty. He's causing me to lay down and to rest and be refreshed. He's watching over me. He's providing good things for me. That's how you meditate on the word. You take a promise of God and you speak it over your life, and you make it personal because it is. Read that again. Fill your thoughts with my words until they penetrate deep into your spirit. It takes time to fill a tire back up. I keep a little pump here at home. It's not as powerful as the pumps at the gas station, but you pop that thing on there and it's running. But it takes a while before you see any difference. But it's working.
It is working.
Take your time. Soak in the Word of God until it imparts life and radiant health. Still, you'll start to feel a difference if you do this regularly. You'll start to feel a difference in your soul and in your body if you'll just give the promises of God your attention. Watch over your heart, the New American Standard says, with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life. Guard your heart, the New Living Translation says, above all else, for it determines the course of your life.
Yeah. You said earlier at the beginning, like, basically, you won't go where you don't believe.
Yeah.
You won't go. Mm-hmm. Where you won't believe. I know some people who have never been to New York City, never care to go to New York City because of how they feel about the city. They believe things about the city that are negative, and so they'll never desire to go there. They'll never see it. And on the other hand, I heard...
Sit out on some good food, tell you that.
Yeah,
right,
for sure. And it's just an electric atmosphere. It's real fun to visit. But it's a fun, fun place. But then there, I just had one of our daughters tell us that she met someone on her job who just wants to go to Disney so bad, just wants to go to Disney. And she thought to herself, wow, I've gotten to go several times. But here was this older lady who had a goal. So she believes something about that experience that she wants, and it's in her bucket list, right, to get there at least once in her life. But what I'm saying is you won't consider anything Your heart is, it was what you just read, guard your heart for above else. It determines the course of your life. What you are believing in your heart will determine where you go. And just like in the natural, if you don't like New York, you're not going to go there. If you do love Disney in Orlando, you're not, you know, you're going to do all you can to get there. So make that parallel is what I'm saying. Yeah, what your heart is open to, what your heart is receiving is going to determine the course of your life. And that's why we put the Word of God in there on the reg and
that's
meditate
so good.
On it so that we head in that direction.
You know, your heart is so important. And the only thing that will enable your heart to function properly is the love that the Father has for you. And remember that love is revealed through the person and ministry of His Son, Jesus Christ, and through the promise of God in the Bible. You know, I'm thinking, I used to watch James Bond movies way back when Sean Connery was doing it when I was a kid. And one of the devices he would have on his car is he would be able to drop out like sharp spikes out of the back of his car. So whoever is chasing him, the tires would get flat, you know, or
are you sure that wasn't Batman in the Batmobile?
Well, there's all kinds of tricks that these guys have. And I'm going to try and modify my vehicle to do some of these.
Okay.
I thought that would be great. But in other words, so as we're going forward and we're meditating on the Word of God and we're growing in a relationship with Him, sometimes the enemy's going to drop some spikes on your path. He's going to try and talk you out of what God has given you in Christ. He's going to try and discourage you. He's going to try and tell you things. He's going to send fiery darts your way. What are those? Those are thoughts that are negative. Those are thoughts that would take your attention off what God has done for you in Christ. Those are ideas, philosophies, thoughts, condemnation, all of those things. We want to be aware of that. So to guard my heart, I've got to be aware that anything contrary to the love of Father is not from my, to the love of the Father is not from my Father. So I guard my heart from the spikes, from the traps, from the potholes, from the condemnation, from the fear, from worry. And do not be afraid. Do not allow yourself to worry. Do not allow yourself to be discouraged. Don't do it. Every single one of us has the ability to stop worrying. Yes, we do.
You know what? You're back at the beginning. Give your attention to God's words, right? This came to me earlier. I think this is a good place to say it. If you say to yourself, I can't stop thinking on that thing or the influence of that thing. I can't seem to stop it. And this, I felt the Spirit of the Lord kind of highlighted this. For you in your life, if there's something that you just can't seem to cut off that influence or you just can't seem to stop listening over there, that would represent in your life, I believe this is the Spirit of God, idol where you value that thing. You give credence to that thing. And so it is a matter of recognizing how you've given yourself to that. And then repent of that and give yourself in the same manner that you would give to this voice, this influence, and this repent of that and in the same manner give that same attention and time that you would have to that, to the Word of God and to what He's saying.
That's one of the definitions of repent is turn from it, just like you change the channel.
Yeah, change the channel.
So if it's like a show I don't want to watch, what do I do? Get the clicker, baby.
And I say that not to condemn anyone. It's just we have to. A lot of times we don't even recognize what we're dwelling on, what we're meditating on. But if you find that you keep going over there and you keep listening over there, and you're like almost like I can't. It's like I don't want to, but I keep. Just recognize that just get the clicker. Recognize it as having an inordinate power. That's what I mean by idol. Like it's somehow holding some influence and reject it, reject it, repent, change the channel and give that same attention. God, what do you say? And then when you find yourself thinking, wanting to be influenced from over here, you say, God, what do you say? This is saying that, what do you say? And you know what? He's faithful to show you in the Word. He's faithful to
teach you. That's what worship does.
Mm-hmm.
We exalt who He is above
whatever,
the things we've given credence to in our lives previously. We say, oh, no, God's greater.
That's right.
God's greater than what I've been through. God's greater than the pain or the challenges. God, you're greater. I changed the channel and I begin to worship him. What am I doing? I'm filling myself with the reality of him. I'm changing my attention. I'm giving my attention to his person, to his reality, his victory in my life. Hallelujah.
Glory.
I want to read you one more scripture because this is where we're going, Highway Family. This is Proverbs 4, and it's verse 18, actually, but it's in the Passion Translation. Listen to this. The lovers of God walk on the highway of light. Woo! Life is a highway. And their way shines brighter and brighter until they bring forth the perfect day. This is the path that God has for you.
Yeah.
Brighter and brighter. Brighter, healthier, stronger, wiser, more prosperous every single day. More freedom, more liberty, more joy, more peace. There are no believing limits on this highway.
Glory to God.
None. Believe God for everything, all things. Embrace this God life. Totally embrace it. I mean, from the smallest things in your life to the greatest things, watch what God will do. Watch what God will do. From the smallest things to the greatest things in your life, Jesus is the highway that brings us into the fullness of God's purpose and plan for our lives. This is so good.
Yeah.
Life is a highway.
Yeah.
I want to ride it all night long. Listen, we want to encourage you to really connect with this ministry. We are getting ready here in the local area, in the Tulsa area, to do a pop-up service at one of the cafes in August here in the Tulsa area. But we shared about this last week towards the end of the message. What's really fun, it's just a new day. Things are being done differently in the earth. Don't get stuck to a method or a way of doing church. Because remember, church has never been a thing or a building. It's always been people with new spirits in them, people filled with the Spirit of God, people who are the sons and daughters of God. So we've just been on a journey here. The Lord has called us to relocate to the center of the country, and we've got this online network that we're so excited about because it's just such an easy way for people to experience Christ. All you need is an internet connection. So wherever you're at, wherever you might be listening to this from, if you, we want to invite you to consider going forward in our relationship, Highway Church. So if you're listening regularly, that's awesome. Keep receiving. Take full advantage of every live stream, every live Bible study, our Bible study libraries, our emails, our podcasts. Take full advantage of our resources, but prayerfully consider taking the next step and maybe inviting a friend to watch with you. Maybe inviting two or three friends. Maybe begin hosting a gathering in your apartment or in your home. Or in a cafe.
A library.
Or in a co-working space.
Yes, I love co-working
space. Or some type of public space.
Right.
Could pray about it. See what God would do. Because you know what? You're a son. You're a daughter of God. You're called of God. All the people need to know is how good God is. All people need to know is how much he loves them. And you can share that. And what's wonderful here, and I don't want to go too quickly. You know, I didn't really understand what church was growing up.
Right.
We went to a marble cathedral kind of place that was cold, and it just seemed like, you know, kind of scary to me.
Okay.
And even when I came into the body of Christ, I still didn't really understand the word church or what church was. But it's when I got into the scripture and I realized that actually the ecclesia, those who've been called out from darkness into the marvelous light of Christ, are the people carrying the Spirit of God, bearing the presence of God in them.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that everywhere we go, there's church.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I say that? Jesus brought church into the earth. Jesus brought this new type of person into the earth. He was the first member of the church. Mm-hmm. He was the first born from among the dead. Mm-hmm. He's the head of the church. But boy, there'd been a whole lot after him. Mm-hmm. And when he ascended back unto the Father, he did something very important for the church, for the ecclesia. In Ephesians, it says he gave gifts to us, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Many churches don't even know what those are.
Right.
Many churches don't even acknowledge that or understand that, but they're very important. Why am I saying that? Because we don't want to just be by ourselves.
No.
You want to have apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers in your life. Well, God has called us into the fivefold ministry. Mm-hmm. We have an apostolic gift, a pastoral gift, prophetic gifts in many ways. Why am I saying that? That's the benefit of connecting with this network. So you don't want to just be by yourself. You do need apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers in your life. Not to control you, not to manipulate you, but to strengthen you, to feed you, to help you see. That's the role. And Ephesians is powerful where it talks about the
equip.
Gifts.
Mm-hmm.
To equip you to fulfill your destiny.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we are called to do that. We're mm-hmm. providing that mm-hmm. for you. And in 2023, in many people's lives, that's going to come through the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can have that relationship with us through the internet, and then you can invite others, and this thing can grow to thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands
of
people.
We see it.
Yeah. So we love both, and we've said from the beginning of Highway, it's important to gather in homes,
yes.
in small groups, and it's important to gather in larger
mm-hmm,
groups,
mm-hmm.
corporately, mm-hmm. privately, personally, publicly, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. in every way. And we see that in the New Testament. So we want to invite you to partake of the gifts that we bring. If it rings with you, if it's helping you see Christ more clearly, if you're finding encouragement and strength and confidence, grab a hold of that and cultivate that. That's for a reason. I began looking for that early on when I first started reading the Bible. I said, is there any church I can go to? I didn't know churches. I didn't know anything about it, where someone will just say what Jesus said. And I began to look for that back in the late 80s. And, you know, and that's what we've endeavored to do. Now, there's no perfect ministry. We
make mistakes.
Right. And any message you listen to, you're going to have to discern, you know, what's just that person and what's from the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But we've endeavored to give our lives to the person and ministry of Christ and then be a vessel for that. So that's what this ministry is about. We want to build you up in who Jesus is, what he's done for you, and who you are in him.
Mm-hmm.
And we invite you to prayerfully consider plugging in. And, you know, you can Highway Church can be your church. You can plug in. And if you feel that this is the church that you want to be a part of, then when I would find that, what I would do, I would begin sowing my finances into that.
That's right.
I didn't know anything about tithing. I would just bring my paycheck in, and I just sow it into the offering because
mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
I was just so grateful for what God did in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, I learned about the covenant of tithing and offerings,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, oh, I didn't understand all that,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something supernatural that happens when you begin sowing into what God is doing in your life.
It's true.
And this is supernatural, and we don't have time to go through the scriptures on this, but let me help you. Even just recently, we were at Generation Summit, and there was a Friday night, and boy, God did something special in my life. And Jennifer sitting next to me, and she looked at me, and we knew we had to sow a large seed,
mm-hmm.
relatively speaking for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why?
In
because the Spirit of God,
yeah.
The Spirit of God just did something in our hearts, and we want more of that.
Yeah.
And that's what church is supposed to be.
Yeah, that's
it's supposed to be a place where you come, where you connect,
mm-hmm.
and that can be through the internet in the day we're living in, and you get filled up, you get strengthened, you see Christ more clearly, you get inspiration, confidence, vision for your life and for who Jesus is, what he's done for. And when that happens, man, sow into that. It's a supernatural way of living.
Yes, it is.
It's a supernatural way of living. And we encourage you to do that. If Highway Church is that to you, okay?
Yeah, that's so good. It's so much more. I think a lot of people say, well, you know, they provide, the church provides activities, they watch my kids, and they almost maybe think of an offering as like a payback for whatever service. Mm-mm. This is not that. What Joseph's talking about is a spiritual factor. And that is why we give. We give because we want to see that in our lives. We want to see that ministry's anointing growing in my life. We've done that many times where you sow toward a ministry that you say, I want that to grow in my life.
Yes.
And so it's way more than, you know, a natural, it's not a natural way at all. It's not a natural way of thinking. And we need to say too, in that offering that we gave last week, I was like, I don't know, Joseph, you know, because we'll kind of check with each other. What do you get? What do you get? And mine was significantly larger than what he brought. And I was like, I don't know. And do you know God's faithful? Yeah. And an offering was sown to us in the same, well, in the following week. Yeah. And so he's just faithful. That's just to give testimony to the way that God's word works. You sow toward a thing that you, you know, that you want to water, that you want to feed, that you want to see in your life.
Yeah.
And he brings the return.
This is life on the highway, guys. It's a river. And get in. Just get in the flow.
Glory to God.
Of sowing and reaping. Sowing. It's remember, faithful. we're not buying and selling. We're not like the world. We sow and reap. Okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we encourage you to do that. And Highway Church can also be an auxiliary ministry in your life.
Yes.
So you can attend another church, but this may be a source of strength for you as an auxiliary ministry. Mm-hmm. You can partner with us. Just go to our website, highwaychurch.us, click on Give, and you can become a partner with us.
I think you have a recurring option.
Yes,
which
yeah,
would
reoccurring.
Indicate
so you can say, okay, I want to sow this amount every week or every month, whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the reoccurring gift indicates that you're either a member or you want to become a partner
of
the ministry.
Amen.
That's awesome. We also, you can learn about our network, Highway Home Network, again, on our website. Everything's there on the website, highwaychurch.us, highwaychurch.us. Just click on About Us and Highway on the Home Network, and it will take you right there. You can learn more about it. Maybe that's something that would really be a blessing to you. But we're so excited. So listen, this is July 30th. We got one more day left in July. We're not looking back. We're going forward. And we're on this highway of light, love, life, prosperity, strength, health, victory, joy, peace, wisdom, anointing, calling, and destiny.
Hallelujah.
Father, we come before you right now. And Lord, we worship you with our money.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, we give based on the leading of your spirit, based on the revelation of Christ. And Lord, we come before you and we sow our finances into the kingdom of God through Highway Church. And we thank you for who you are and for what you're doing in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for leading all of us forward. You are the head of this church, of this body of Christ in the earth. And we're following you. We're flexible. We're moving with you.
Mm-hmm.
We're not holding on to a previous way of doing things. We're moving forward. And boy, it's so good to walk with you.
Mm-hmm.
And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, Highway Family, Wednesday, live Bible study, part 3. And you know what we got to do? We got to extend it.
We do.
We're not going to finish in 3 parts.
No, we're not.
So Jennifer's bringing some diamonds here. And come on Wednesday night, getting in some great stuff. I love what you're talking about.
Take the A-train.
The parallel. Yeah, take the A-train, the parallel plots that are happening between Israel and the church and the earth. It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
And these times we're living in.
Mm-hmm,
so Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Live Bible study.
Mm-hmm.
Take the A-train. We love you. We bless your families. We bless your homes. We bless your finances. We bless you in the workplace. We bless your businesses.
Mm-hmm.
We bless your children. And we declare that the Father has gone before you and made the crooked places straight, that he's causing the wealth of the wicked to be transferred to you. In Jesus' name, amen. We love you guys. See you Wednesday night.
God is so good. We want to invite you to continue to grow in the knowledge of His goodness, who He is, what He's done for you, and who you are in Him. Check out our websites at highwaychurch.us and josephbosco.us and begin living the abundant life He came to give you.